The Alps. Now, when we talk about Alps, we are talking about the mountain ranges in Europe, the European Alps, which are located in a double border between the temperate latitude and the Mediterranean subtropic. Now, the formation of Alps was because of the collision of the tectonic plates of Europe and Africa, and that's how the Alps were formed. Now, these beautiful Alps have always been tourist attractions, and they are spread across around 5 to 6 European countries. The European Alps is one of the primary holiday destinations for skiing activities. Mountain tourism or winter tourism are highly dependent on specific climate and weather conditions. Now, when we are talking about Alps, they are famous for winter destinations. They are the winter destinations, that is, people are going there for winter activities, skiing activities. So obviously, any change in climate is going to affect the snow cover at these mountains, which is going to affect the tourism activities which is taking place. A 3-degree rise in summer could lead to a loss of about 80% of alpine glaciers. So that is the ratio that we have. So 3-degree change is going to actually have 80% of the alpine glaciers to melt down. So that's the number that can tell us how drastically the climate change is going to affect these Alps. The other affected areas or regions that we have are, according to Mike Tidwell, spawned by just 1 degree of planetary warming. In the 20th century, glaciers worldwide are retreating at a breathtaking speed. Now, we are talking about glaciers across near the polar zone. We are talking about other glaciers which are spread across the globe. All of them are showing melting. That is, they are definitely melting. This is adding up again to sea level rise because the water from there is adding up. So these glaciers are important because they act as in a role as to balancing the temperature of the earth. The spots like Africa's fabled Mount Kilimanjaro will be ice free in just 15 years. That's one of the things that scientists have said, that Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, which is also now advertised as being the last sighting. That is, if you want to see it before it gets melted across, please go and see it now. So that is how it is that Mount Kilimanjaro is melting. That is, the ice cover is melting. Montana's Glacier National Park will be devoid of glaciers in 70 years if current trends hold. Now, we have a Montana Glacier Park near border of Canada and US. So it has many glaciers, and these glaciers, if we see the before and after pictures, that is, the pictures have shown that glacier cover is melting across. So these in 70 years, if the current trend continues, will hold on. That is, this is what is happening. Then in Binghamton in New York State, the May 2013 recording strange weather phenomena. So we have seen the temperature changes across this city, wherein one day would be a hot summer, 28 degrees, while the next day would be 6 degrees. So these changes which we are seeing are telling us, they are a sign wherein the climate changes is increasing, decreasing at a variable speed, or at variable, it is quite variable, which is going to affect our patterns, that is, the human life and the wildlife as well. Now, the other area which we see is the polar ecosystem, which is getting affected by climate change, where it is noted that the Antarctic penguins have declined by half over the past 50 years. Now, we are talking about the climate change, the penguins which are there in Antarctica region, their population is decreasing faster due to the warming sea surface temperatures. So they are affected by the rise in temperature. The Hudson Bay polar bears, which is found near Canada, are having smaller litters. That is, the offsprings that we see of polar bears are smaller in size, apparently due to ice depletion. So this phenomena or this observation is studied by the scientists, and they have come to a conclusion that it is because of the temperature changes and the ice depletion. The other example worthwhile that one can give is in Africa, where in disruptive rainfall is changing the pattern, that is changing the wildlife pattern or food chains and affecting the ecosystem in general, animal ecosystem in general. One of the example that here we can have is the wild beast migration. Now, the wild beast migration is a phenomena when this wild beast species migrate from drier pastures to grassy pastures. And they are coordinating their migration patterns. It is coordinated with the rainfall. So there are other animals which are depending on this migration. That is, there are carnivores like lions, crocodiles who are feeding on this wild beast when they are migrating. There are also vulture population which is depending, depend on this migration patterns. So ideally, when the rainfall pattern is changing, the wildlife migration, wild beast migration pattern is changing, which is affecting the other animals which are dependent directly or indirectly. So any changes here is affecting the entire animal ecosystem. Areas across the globe have recorded unpredictable and heavy rainfall or snow in the hot summer months. In India also, we are experiencing unpredictable, untimely rains. This is leading to many losses of the crops. There are many health issues which are coming up, and also loss of property. So areas across the globe are experiencing such changes. And that is how it is becoming unpredictable. There are seasonal changes which are unpredictable. Now, the steps which are taken by tourism industry, it is in helping or mitigating global warming. That is, we are working towards trying to do something which is going to decrease the impact. So, tourism industry take measures to mitigate global warming, putting into action plans to reduce carbon emissions or modernize through carbon-friendly technologies. Now, the technology which has affected this, that is, which has caused global warming, can also be used for our benefit. That is, we can include these technologies to help us decrease global warming. Tourism industry is using this. How? With an indication of likely climate-related trends in tourist volumes, decision makers should be better equipped to manage transport, catering, and accommodation requirements more effectively. So, one thing that tourism industry can definitely do is manage the entire operations effectively. So, if we are talking about transport services, we should take care that there are more group tours which are happening. So, which is going to make sure that we are using less vehicles rather than the individual cars. So, managing catering and accommodation in such a way that it is not giving any kind of negative impact on the environment. So suppose if we are talking about accommodation, we can use more of eco tails, which are making sure that there is a less negative impact on the environment. So we can use technologies here wherein we might go green, that is using certain technology or certain appliances which will make sure that the emissions are not as much or at least on a decreased level. We can use reusable bags. We can use we can make sure that we are not using plastic more. Such small things can also create a good impact on the environment. The tourism industry can significantly reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases by keeping away from certain activities that can be avoided without a considerable change to the tourism product or service quality. So things like more and more hotel industry, which is a part of tourism industry, is also coming up with technologies. For example, while constructing the buildings, they're constructing in such a way that introducing eco rooms wherein technology is using as the heat which is say released by ACs or other appliances is used. So they are reusing heat, say making these particular trapped heat using in rooms to increase its temperature. Then there are certain other things like the consumption of resources like water resource is on a decrease. That is, we are making sure that people are more educated and are trying to conserve such things. Then there are wastewater which can be reused, say in the gardens. There are other things like kitchen waste which can be used in a vermicompost culture. So there are many hotels which are coming up with programs or small projects like this. There are also terrace gardens which are developed, which is going to which is one of the things that is the green roofs that they talk about. So there are many hotels which come up with such ideas, putting up such small steps into controlling the emissions. Many tourist and entertainment establishments are using taps, operating on timers. Toilets are fitted with cisterns that use less water per toilet flush. Large establishments are treating their wastewater to reuse in areas such as air conditioning and gardening. So these are the small steps, but consider if all the hotels come up with such plans, if all the hotels are more responsible towards environment, we are definitely going to be successful in decreasing the negative impact. Now, one such example that we have in Mumbai, India, is the Orchid Hotel, which is supposedly the eco-tel, the first pioneer of eco-tels in India, has used other measures such as attaching a tank to the air conditioning systems to store cold energy during off-peak hours. So such technological advances can be used to make sure that we are utilizing the energy efficiently. The heat generated from the air conditioners provides hot water to guest rooms, laundry toilets and kitchen. Then there are other services which ask the guest to help them have good impact on environment. For example, the guests are requested if they do not want a change of sheet, and they might tell us that you do not want a change of bed sheet. So this is going to save water. It's going to make sure that less chemicals or detergents are used. And just imagine an entire hotel which has like 400 rooms, suppose, and there are guests who come up for say 3 nights stay. If they each guest contributes its own part, when they say that I do not want the change of sheets today, so there will be lots of water, gallons of water which will be saved. So these are certain services which come up. Then there are also other things that they go ahead and say, like not wasting the food. So there are buffets wherein you have to take only what is required, and how much the quantity of food that you take will be on you yourself. So there are certain things or certain small steps which are introduced by hotels, tourism industry, service providers in general, which is helping in mitigating the global warming. Now, this we are talking about is certain measures, suggestions of certain measures for tourist establishment, which is put forward by Dr. Sunday Augustine Leonard. Now, here during construction, so when we are talking about constructing a building for tourism use or any other project, we might use certain things, we might use certain materials which are impacting less to tourism industry. So furthermore, we might use architectural designs in such a way that it will be, for example, rainwater harvesting designs. So there are many buildings which are coming up in and making sure that there is rainwater harvesting which is happening. So we might come up with construction plans which are not negatively impacting the atmosphere. Energy efficiency. Now, here again, we are talking about using the technology in such a way that it is energy efficient. That is, we are talking about certain appliances using, say, the having the gradations like energy stars. Now, what we talk about energy stars is appliances which are consuming less energy. These appliances are graded according to the stars. That is, one star, two star, three stars, etc. So, such appliances can be used in large establishments like the hotels and make sure that less energy is consumed. Then rooms might be fitted with say electrical appliances which automatically shut on or off if there is no one in the room. So such small things is going to definitely save energy in the long run. Energy efficiency not only means saving, but using the energy efficiently or intelligently. So the example that we earlier had seen was using the heat which is released by the air conditioning system during other hours. So that is energy efficiency. Then low carbon energy. Here we are talking about wherein the suggested methods are using other kinds of energies which have low carbon content, so, like using other energy sources like solar energy, wind energy, those. So here we are going to control the carbon emissions to the atmosphere. Consume and use resources in a sustainable manner. So this is what we are talking about, in a manner which is not going to affect the environment negatively. So we are talking about using recyclable paper for stationery. Say we are using reusable bags, others. So that will be a sustainable use of the resources that we have. We can also make sure that plastic bottles are not used, which are the ideal used bottle for mineral water packaging. Then the carbon offset, that is supporting certain projects which are not giving negative impact on environment or which are helping the environment or are green projects. So tourism in general might help in such ways. So these are the certain suggestions and certain measures which can be used by the industry service providers. Now, educating tourists. It is not only the tourist service providers which can help, but the tourists, which are the consumers of the tourism product, which can help for mitigating the global warming or the negative impacts. Now, tourists are heterogeneous in nature and travel for different reasons. Identifying and attracting the right visitor is a must for sustainable tourism to achieve. So when we are talking about sustainable tourism development, we are talking about developing the tourism industry or the destination in such a way that it is positive overall. So a tourist must tourists also have the responsibilities to be a responsible traveler or be a traveler who is not giving anything else to the destination except for his own footprints. So here a tourist must respect the host country, its people, its monuments, its heritage, its ecosystems. Courteous behavior and a pleasant demeanor would be appreciated by the host. So suppose we are talking about certain travelers who go to a beach destination or who goes to a destination which is famous for its corals. Travelers should know that they are not there to collect the corals or the seashells or other things which travelers want to, you know, take back home as a souvenir. So that is something which is which shouldn't be done, because for example plucking the flowers if they are there in the garden. So all this is a part of being a responsible traveler. Furthermore, it is respecting the monuments. So there are many cultural monuments or heritage or historical monuments which travelers go and visit. So you should respect the cultures which are there. You should respect the monuments which are there, not littering at that particular destination, making sure that you are not leaving behind any garbage, and making sure using dustbins at that particular place. It is also important to have to make sure that you are respecting the people over there, that is the host population. So if certain things are not allowed or else certain things are not acceptable in that particular society, care should be taken by a responsible tourist or the traveler that certain things are not to be done. Tourists need to appreciate the local culture and heritage, architectural wonders, artistic accomplishments, and places of worship. So, when a tourist is traveling to a particular destination, he should take care that he is appreciating it. He is not in any way disrespecting the host country or the host population. So, when we are talking about appreciating local culture, he might one of the things that the tourist can do is taking local help. That is, buying local. Things or buying local products which are locally manufactured at that particular country. This is going to help the local people generate employment and increase their income. So, this is something which a responsible tourist can do. It's a tourist duty to avoid waste, to protect resources of the country. Water, electricity, gas, and other forms of energy are scarce and precious resources for people in many countries. Now, suppose a person is going and visiting a country which is deficient in these resources. The tourist should make sure that they are using these resources responsibly. They shouldn't just waste because they can afford to. So, avoiding of waste. So, when we are talking about avoiding of waste, we are talking about all the resources that they are going to use. So, whether it be water, whether it be food, or electricity usage where they are staying. Tourists need to safeguard the environment, if not for the host country, at least because any changes in natural environment anywhere on the planet is going to have an impact on the entire world. So it is when we talk about this impacts, even if you are in a different country, it should be taken into account that anything that you do in one part of the country is going to affect that part, but everything is linked together. So, we as a planet are linked together with many systems, ecosystems, environmental systems. So, although we are not in our own country of residence, we have to take care that we are not having any negative impact on the country where we are visiting. So, these are certain pointers to making sure that you as a tourist are responsible. Now, that's the summary of what we have pointed out in this chapter. We talked about the global warming. What do we mean by global warming? The impacts of greenhouse effects, how greenhouse is impacting the overall environment. Then, the impact of the climate change on tourism industry as such, and how tourism industry is impacting the environment. Then, we are talking about Maldives, we are talking about Alps as an example. The other affected areas because of the climate change, tourism industry measures to mitigating global warming, what tourism industry as a whole can do to decrease the negative impacts, and education tourist, how the tourist will be someone who will be responsible and help into decreasing the negative impacts. So, thank you. That was the end of chapter. I hope the session was helpful for you to understanding climate change and its effects on tourism as an industry.